Good afternoon, ladies. Today, we will be demonstrating oral techniques for draining a male. As you may know, milking boys is necessary to keep them submissive and docile. Our secret matriarchal order has used these techniques for generations, and it is how we control our males. Learning these techniques are crucial for you to become a matriarch in the order. Now, let's bring out the test subject. He already has a leash on him. This is required when they haven't been milked yet in a day. Let's bring him to the milking block. Come here, boy. I said, come here. Good. Good boy. Thanks, honey. Aw, don't look so nervous. I told you this would be a lot of fun. This is going to be way better and kinkier than anything we ever did when we were going out together. Trust me, you're going to love this. I will now remove his clothing and expose his genitals. There. Bring your male up to the milking block so that his genitals are coming out of the hole on the other side of the block. Securely fasten his wrists and ankles to the milking block with the attached leather straps. There. All ready. Please never milk a male unless he is firmly fastened and secured. The milking process is incredibly intense and frightening to them. An unsecured male might try to get away from the milking or damage himself during his orgasmic convulsions. Remember all the times you wanted me to tie you up and do stuff to you? But I didn't want to because I was too prudish. Well, I'm not that way anymore. But look at you. You look nervous now. Come on, honey. Just relax. I'm going to do you like I never did when I was your girlfriend. You'll see. Are you a little shy to suddenly find yourself naked in my classroom in front of so many beautiful women? Aw, that's okay, honey. We will take very good care of you. Can you be a good boy for me? Good. Good boy. Now just relax and feel your penis in my cradling palm. Feel it just softly support your penis, patting you so gently underneath. Close your eyes. Relax. Good boy. I was just giving the male some reassuring words. The milking process is part physical and part psychological. You need to be talking to the male through much of the process. This helps imprint your dominance over them. Notice how I was also just softly stroking his penis when I was talking to him. Your touch and your words go together to help make the boy submissive. I'm just letting my palms cradle his penis in my hands, lovingly petting him back and forth and back and forth. And look what's happening. His penis is slowly getting hard from my soft stroking. Good boy. You're a very good boy. Isn't this like old times, honey? Remember all the times I would take away your stress with my hands, coddling your penis in my palm like this? You would always get so helpless and docile in my hands, didn't you? I always knew just how to make you melt in my hands, didn't I? Yes, I did. Well, I've also learned a few new things since then. Some things I can't wait to show you. You're just staring at my lips, aren't you? I told you I got my lips enhanced since we broke up, didn't I? Well, there's a little bit more to it than that, dear. Much more. You can see that the male has gotten fully erect in my hands. I was noticing the male staring at my lips. You will get this response often, of course. As a part of the order, you have all undergone surgical procedures to your lips, making them full and thick, and capable of milking a male beyond what he has ever experienced. Many males will not be able to help staring at your plump and incredible lips, but they will not be able to imagine the pleasure we can give them. We are properly trained on how to use them. This class in particular will help hone the oral techniques that you can now do with your enhanced lips and mouth. That's right, honey. I've got lips now that can just suck and suck and suck you until you are a whimpering mess. Remember when we were going out? I didn't like giving blowjobs. That's before I joined the order. Before I knew what blowjobs can actually do to a man. I have worked these lips on so many helpless penises since then, honey. And I can't wait to use them on you. I was just continuing the talk to the male and turning him on by telling him what I want to do to him with my lips. Always remember that you are learning to control his mind as well as his body with these techniques. Now, I will kneel down on this pillow right in front of the milking block and start to slowly work my lips over his penis. How does that feel, honey? Can you feel how full and thick my lips are? Just gliding slowly up and down your throbbing penis. Doesn't that feel so good? Yes, I know it does. Like I said, I've done this to so many males. Just sucking them and sucking them, hearing them whimper, hearing them beg, and thinking about how wonderful it would be to do this to you. You can see that the male is responding to my slow sucking. His body is beginning to have a shiver to it as I force his penis between my thick lips. Remember to use your tongue while the penis is gliding in and out of your mouth. Let it slowly caress and twist all over his shaft as you suck him. Do this all slowly and gently, without revealing your full power to him at first. How are you doing, baby? You look like you're in heaven. Don't my lips and tongue feel so wonderful loving you, coddling you, making you feel safe and loved by them? Oh, I know it feels good, but you have no idea what I can do to you with my lips and tongue, honey. They are so much stronger and thicker than a normal woman's lips and tongue. Prepare yourself, baby. It's going to be very intense and powerful soon. I can feel your penis trembling in my mouth while I suck you. Is it scared, little one? Is it? Aw, poor scared penis in my mouth. Poor penis that I just love to suck. I have now built up the male's penis to be milked. It is completely hard and throbbing, and its mushroom head has gone purple from my sucking. You can see that he is whimpering and making little pleading sounds. He is now desperate for his release. I will demonstrate the hammer suck technique, where I will piston with great speed and ferocity on his penis. Remember to use your tongue to push his penis up against the roof of your mouth forcefully. Also, tighten your lips over him as you suck him, creating a vice-like pressure to literally pump the semen from his balls. Aw, you're trembling. Did that description to the class scare you, baby? Don't worry. It won't hurt, honey. It will make you scream with the most incredible orgasm you've ever had. But it won't hurt much. Prepare yourself, my little boy, to be sucked like you've never been sucked before. You could tell by his screams and the way his body was going through a seizure that he was enduring a mind-blowing orgasm, the likes of which he has never experienced before. You can see his body sag against the milking block. He is exhausted from the ordeal, so let's give him a little time to recover. Oh, baby, did I suck you too hard? I've never heard you sound like that before. So helpless, crying out so. Was it scary, baby? Was it? Oh, poor little boy. I'm sorry to suck so hard, but it was necessary, honey. This is what we do in the Order. We make our boys come so very hard. And this makes them learn their place, honey. I've always wanted to make you learn your place. Make you learn that I am in charge. And now, I have the power to do that. Am I in charge, baby? Is Mommy in charge? Let me hear you say, yes, Mommy. Can you do that? Say it. Good boy. All right. We've let the male recover a little bit, and now it's time for some volunteers to try out their techniques on him. Deborah, would you like to come over? Good. Now, as you can see, his penis has gone soft again after his orgasm. So just kneel down on the pillow next to the milking block and use soft licks and sucks to bring his tender penis back to erection. Aw, is your little penis sensitive, baby? It is. I know. Just be a brave boy and try not to whimper so. Can you do that for Mommy, dear? Good boy. Just feel that soft tongue lovingly caress over your whole penis, honey. It's gonna make you hard again. Yes, it is. Don't try to protest. You will get hard again, and you will come again. As you can see, Deborah has coaxed the male back to a full erection. It is important to learn multiple techniques to not only induce multiple orgasms in the male, but also multiple erections in a short time. Males may think they can't get hard or come again so quickly, but our lips and mouths can show them how wrong they are. Deborah, why don't you demonstrate the flutter tongue technique now? Good. As you can see, Deborah has placed his entire penis in her mouth and is tightly gripping the base of his shaft with her lips. She will not break this airtight seal until she has made him come. She is working her tongue all over his trapped penis, building it up for an incredible release. How does that feel, honey? Doesn't that feel wonderful? Her tongue is just lapping up and down all over your penis. It feels so loving and gentle, doesn't it? Not like the scary, hard, sucking mommy just did to you. That was too intense and scary, wasn't it? Aww, I know, baby. I know. That's why it's so nice to be getting such a sweet tongue bath on your poor penis, isn't it? Yes, it is. You can see how this subtle flutter tongue technique has lulled the boy into submission. He is just softly panting, with his mouth wide open and his eyes closed. It feels so soothing and heavenly to him. But of course, the flutter tongue technique can speed up in intensity, as well as applying stronger pressure, specifically to the frenulum of the penis. Do that now, Deborah. Increase the speed and pressure of your tongue lapping and concentrate it on his frenulum. Oh, what's the matter, baby? Your eyes suddenly shot open. Is something scary? Is that mommy using her tongue in a very scary way? Oh, I know she is. I know. You're just starting to breathe so fast, darling. I can feel your heartbeat from your chest. It's beating like a little bird. Something's going to happen, isn't it? That tongue of hers is just building you up and building you up. It's going to make you explode, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. Don't try to fight it. Honey, you can't stop it. You're going to come again. Yes, you are. Listen to me, dear. Listen to my command. Come. 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 That's it. Good boy. Come. 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 Good boy. Good. Good boy. Wonderful. Thank you, Deborah. Very nice. As you can see, the male had another explosive orgasm, and his body is just shaking from the aftershocks of the ordeal he just went through. His muscles are sore from his spasms, and his penis is beginning to wilt again. You can hear him just whimpering and softly moaning a bit. Two milkings like this is always enough to get your male properly docile and submissive for the day, and he will obey your every command out of fear of a punishment by milking. But we aren't done yet. Who in the class would like to demonstrate a punishing by deep throat suck? Anyone? Alexis. Good. Come right down. Go ahead and get him hard again, using the suck swallows while he's in your mouth. You can hear the male is wailing out his protests at this. Just ignore him. His penis is incredibly sore and sensitive after his two orgasms, but this suck-swallow technique is forcing blood back into his penis, pumping it up via constriction with the lips and a strong vacuum in the throat. You can see how Alexis's cheeks have concaved inward, wrapping tightly around his trapped member. See how his penis is slowly getting harder and longer inside her mouth? Look at you. Getting hard again. What a good boy. Aw, I know it hurts a lot, doesn't it? Poor baby. The pain and pleasure are all a part of your lesson, baby. Your lesson that women are in charge. You can feel that now, can't you? Oh, yes, you can. I can tell by your pathetic babbling and whimpering that you know exactly who's in charge, don't you? It's what the Order learned long ago. Control the penis, and you control the male. Who's in charge, baby? Is mommy in charge? Yes. Good boy. The male is now completely erect and helpless in Alexis's mouth. At this point, you can start the deep throat technique by placing the head of the penis into your throat and constricting on it with swallowing motions while slowly sucking. You can sustain this deep throat technique for as long as you like. The tightness of your lips over the base of his shaft prevents him from coming, while your throat swallowing and sucking continues to vacuum blood up into his mushroom head, which becomes incredibly large and sensitive in your throat. You can see that the male is now thrashing in his milking table. He is trying so hard to get away from this vacuum suck. Poor little penis. Aw, my poor baby. It hurts so bad, doesn't it? Aw, I know. Baby, I know. Poor little dear. If mommy makes this pain go away, you'll promise to be a good boy for mommy, won't you? What's that? Oh, you're just whimpering incoherently. Try to form words, honey. Try to say, yes, mommy. You can do it. Say it. There. Good boy. I think he's suffered enough, don't you? Yes, I agree. Full disclosure, this male is actually an ex-boyfriend of mine. Oh, I know. Can you believe it? It's been years, but I called him up and asked him if he wanted to get his dick sucked, and of course, the pathetic horny guy said yes. Aw, boys. They're so predictable, aren't they? And so controllable. And that's why they're so useful. Yes, indeed. All right. Alexis, why don't you show this pathetic little male some mercy and finish him off? Here we go again, baby. I bet you think you've got nothing left of those balls. But that mommy down there, she thinks otherwise. She's going to force everything out, baby. You're going to explode one more time. And then your pain will be over, darling. It will all be over. Just feel her suck and suck and suck and suck as you come and come and come and come. Come, good boy, come. Come on, good boy, come. Come. All right. Thank you, Alexis. Great job. As you can see, the male has passed out. This will happen from a deep throat suck of this intensity. That's okay. Sometimes we just need to put them to sleep, right? Okay. Let's wheel this male out of the classroom and bring the next one in. Where is this one going? Oh, he's going back to my house. He's mine now.